previously on Two Past Midnight.
But yeah, so quick recap of where we were.
Poland.
We're in Poland.
Good call, Kyle.
It is...
That's a necessity now with the other game.
World War III has happened between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. Two of you were POWs and had some adventures before you met the rest of them. And between that time, a bunch of your other friends died or disappeared. Yeah, that's pretty much where we're
absconded.
At.
Yeah, we're wandered up because he's a tool.
Kyle's just going to hold on to that bitter resentment.
I'm not a fan, okay?
Okay, I guess I should have asked to be more specific in our recap.
Chris Murphy got a tummy ache.
Along with two other mental illnesses.
Gordon's catatonic.
Gordon is catatonic. And Emmett is covered in third-degree burns.
Not covered. Right side.
Yeah, so what we're going to open with, Kyle is going to be playing the role of... What's the name, Kyle?
The name is Leonard Jablonski.
Because he's the farmer whose house they're all staying at. So this way, Kyle has a character while his other character is catatonic.
I'm a 25-year-old farmer.
Kyle, your farmer wakes up in the morning, and you come downstairs, and all these Americans and the catatonic Canadian and your fellow Pole are all at your house.
Aloha. Some of you are looking a little bit better today, and some I'd say are quite a bit worse. Your friend who's sitting in the chair, there doesn't seem to be anything physically wrong with him.
I think he is what they used to call shell-shocked. He hasn't moved all night, and he's in the same position.
So I guess the trauma of what happened at the church seems to have taken a lasting effect on him. Has he done this kind of thing before?
I don't know. We met him recently. He's only been traveling with us for a couple days. He's a good man. He's a good man. He's Canadian, actually, but he's not a soldier. He's an interpreter. He speaks several languages, at least that I know of. I don't know how many, but he speaks at least Polish, English, and French. But he seems like he wasn't built for this.
Not many are anymore. An interesting thing. Let's hope he comes out of it, because, you know, I can help with a few things, but that I don't believe I'm equipped to figure out.
I'm doing my best. I don't know when or if he's going to come out of it. I don't know how well the others are doing. I think Captain Emmett is doing more or less okay. He'll make Ed out of it, but he needs some time to rest.
The man with the burns?
The man with the burns. They're fairly extensive, and he's going to need a lot of time for those to heal.
Well, you're more than welcome to, you know, set up camp here. It's a fairly safe area. I mean, been something we've had to defend on multiple occasions, but you guys don't seem to be threatening, so I mean, unfortunately it's mouths to feed, so we may have a great deal of work on our hands here in the coming week or two, but
these men are not afraid of work, I don't think, and Captain Emmett is a good man, but I think he is troubled. He has a lot of blood on his hands.
I've heard that story many times. This house used to be full of many, many of my family members, but we're down to myself and just a few friends and neighbors at the time, so.
I am sorry to hear that. My house was much the same.
But Poland will suffer through, as we always have.
That is the truth. That is the truth.
So Emmett and Murph start to... Murph's over there kind of feeling like he's going to throw up. And Emmett is starting to wake up.
I think I will be going into Krakow. I need to go see Archdiocese to let them know that Father Roberts is on the way. And maybe see if they can provide some help. Have you been into Krakow lately? Is okay?
Several months. I mean, just depends who's passing through and populating most of the places. Sometimes it's a bolster of Americans going through. Sometimes you go in and there's several tanks. Sometimes you go in and there's Russians stirring trouble. It's just depending. But it's technically safe. There are enough people there to keep it defended.
So is in influx? Is rotating control? Is
constantly that... influx.
That's not 100% canonically accurate. No, the...
His character knows what he knows.
I'm the historian, so I guess I should have rolled for that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, what you do know, though, is that the 6th Brigade of Poland has pretty much taken up camp around it and has been, like, defending it. And Krakow itself has declared itself a free state.
That's right.
Like, it is its own entity. It, like, is no longer part of Poland. It's not part of NATO. It's not part of the Soviet Union as far as it's concerned. It's its own thing. There is a local militia that has been acting as, like, security / police force for the city. There are multiple checkpoints at every major entrance into the city, and those areas that are not major entrances are usually defended by mines and other hazards of the sort.
That does not sound fun.
Mr. Stan, shouldn't Father Roberts have beat us there?
No, we were on vehicle. He was on foot. The on foot would travel slower, and who knows what has happened between here and there, you know?
They also had quite a bit of women and children with them.
Yes, they will be traveling much slower on foot.
Well, you know. We've had quite a few mishaps along the way.
A few, here and there. But that is point. There are, you know, they do not have the defensive capabilities that you men have.
Good news is, if you're looking to trade or find information, Krakow, there's, for the right price, someone will know the information you'll seek, and someone will have exactly what you're looking for the right price.
I have very little to trade with, but information will be good, and maybe I can barter, you know, skills.
What I'm looking for is your bathroom. I don't feel so good.
Down the hall, or 6-3 on the left.
This isn't an outside one. I'll be back.
Is this man sick? Is he, this is something we need to worry about?
I have treated him before. He is not an illness I know of. This is new. But I would keep eye on him.
Good. The last thing we need is the flu or something else running rampant.
But I think I will go into Krakow. And see about finding information and let them know that Father Roberts is on his way.
Do you intend to go alone?
Hell no, he ain't going alone. I go with Miss Stan. You ain't leaving me here with these guys.
Harrison, are you sure? You could stay here and be okay. I can make it on my own. It's okay. It's all right.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to stay here with these guys.
I see your point, Harrison.
Do you not enjoy my hospitality? Is my home not enough for you?
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with you, sir. I appreciate everything you're doing for us.
Harrison is good man. He is grateful man. But he has had a hard time with... They're a little hard on him. They give him a little bit of trouble. Yes, Harrison, we can go. Yeah, we'll go into Krakow and find the information. Yeah?
Awesome. I definitely want to go with you. I want to see the city, too.
Last time I was there, it was beautiful cities. Is still beautiful, or is has war taken its toll on it?
It's definitely war-torn, so if you're looking for a pristine chapel, it's not something you will find.
Yeah, so the outskirts of Krakow are ruins area all around the outskirts of it, but once you start to get in to Krakow, there are still neighborhoods that are surprisingly untouched, and especially like the inner part of Krakow.
Like downtown?
Yeah, you would know that Old Town is like, for the most part, still in surprisingly good shape.
So the real world historian in me is like, yay! Like, right. All right.
Relatively.
But
relatively.
Make sure you visit the castle while you're there.
Make sure to visit castle?
It was always one of my favorites.
All right, I will keep that in mind.
I always wanted to see a castle.
How far are we from Krakow?
I believe you were... Hold on, let me look at the map. Pretty fucking close.
we're only like 2 hexes away, I think.
Yeah, you were like 2 hexes away from being in Krakow proper, so...
Okay. Meta, I don't really want to leave you guys without the vehicle, but also Stanislav doesn't really want to walk into Krakow. Especially since that's his truck.
Wouldn't you worry about the truck getting stolen?
What, in Krakow?
Yeah.
I mean, it's less likely to get stolen if he has it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's his truck. Why is he just... It's his truck.
He's talking about population, supply, and demand once you exactly. get into Krakow. Like.
Right. He's not concerned with that. It's still his truck.
Meta, my character has a truck.
Perhaps we could trade keys if you are amenable.
This is fine. Yeah, yours seems to come equipped with weaponry on its...
So it's that kind of party?
Yeah, it's a fishbowl. It's keys in the fishbowl party. That's what it is. Unfortunately, there's just 2 sets of keys.
It appears I have pulled my own keys.
Dang it.
If you gas it up on the way back, you may absolutely dig
the way back. Just hit the Piggly Wiggly on the way back.
Yeah. Like we stop at the Shell or the Exxon.
Well, on the way home. It's Enterprise rental car. If you don't bring it back right where it was when they gave it to you, they're going to charge
you. Yeah, I actually don't know how much gas is in the vehicle that I start with.
It's half full.
Half full, there we go.
We can spare some fuel.
Sir, drive safe.
Okay. We fill up and bring back, hopefully in one piece. If not, you can keep mine.
Truth be told, I'm not the best driver myself.
Oh, Harrison is very good driver. He's very good.
I like driving.
All right, so who's all doing what?
Apparently Harrison and Stan are leaving everybody else with me.
Yeah, Harrison and Mr. Jankowski are gonna take the farmer's truck into town.
Okay. And then Emmett and Murphy and Mr. Jablonski, is that his name?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Emmett and Gordon need very much time to heal. They should stay here. Mr. Murph can help them. And
in the background, you hear.
He is also not feeling well.
From down the hallway.
Mr. Jablonski, is your house? You stay here, I presume. Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Emmett, I will pick up poultice for your burns. Maybe I find burn gel or some other thing for you. Yeah.
Emmett, he gets up and starts trying to gather himself. He's like, no, I'm gonna come with you.
You
guys
should stay down. No, you stay here.
No, I'm fine. I'm no good here.
Mr. Emmett.
What am I gonna do here?
You are going to live here, and you are going to heal here. Mr. Emmett.
I didn't come here to live here.
No, you misunderstand my bad English. You come to live here temporarily. Here you live. There you may not. You are burned very badly.
I understand. Stan. But staying here isn't much of what I need to do. I came here with one goal in mind. And I'm not just going to sit on my hands.
You want to find your son?
Yeah. And from the last I knew, that's the best place to find out.
We are going there to find out. You are in no shape to travel with us. You are no good to us.
And you guys are in no shape to defend yourselves.
We do not need to defend ourselves. We are in Polish city, yeah? Is held by Polish army. Is Polish free city. Is full of Poles. I am Pole. They are my brothers and sisters.
Once inside, it will be fine. There's nothing to worry about. However, you push it too much. You slow them down and anything they're trying to gain.
We do not risk much. Is fine. We understand rules, yeah? Do not push hard, they do not push back. Yeah. You stay here. Get healthy. I will find out information. I know you look for this Keanu Peterson and Tank, yeah? He's with the
He's got the horns.
Tank with horns on. Yeah, that one. Second Armored Division. Okay, yeah. We ask about Second Armored Division. Yeah, you stay here. Get better.
And Captain Emmett, I can ask around if we get the right people, because I know most people that were in that unit.
Wait, wasn't Harrison 2nd Armored Division?
I sure was. Well, kind of, for a minute.
Besides, Mr. Peterson, I know the pain you are in. I know you want to push through. I understand.
But you also know the pain that I'm in. To sit here and do nothing.
Not do nothing. We will have some foraging and hunting, farming to do. There are mouths to feed. This all helps in...
I appreciate that, but I'm also not here to play house in Poland.
Nothing play about this. This is real. If you do not drink and eat, you will die. You will not recover. Your burns will eat you alive.
You speak to me of God and God's plan, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe this is God's plan for you. You need to get better. This man is offering comfort. Take it. Your heart is broken, and I understand. But take God's grace when given.
And stop being such a stubborn asshole.
I don't need to hear it out of you. The whole reason I'm even down is still got a lot to do with what you decided to do. If I'm just going to slow you down, I will stay here. Please report back to me. I don't like you guys going out on your own because you don't have anybody that I trust to defend you. But it's only a short haul there and back.
So it is, you two will head in, find what information you can, find out, you said you had a second party heading for the church?
Yes, his father from my village, his priest from my village, Father Roberts, he said he was going to Krakow, and it only makes sense that he would go to the bishops, the archdiocese.
Excellent. That is a good plan. Your men will be safe here.
He's gonna be a handful.
It seems that way. Wish me luck.
I wish you all the luck. Good luck, my friend. Thank you for your hospitality.
It was getting boring. I like this.
All right, so we're partway through the morning. What are y'all going to do?
Stanislav's going to get around and get ready and leave on the day shift.
Okay.
I think that makes the most sense.
Okay.
He's going to look over the truck that he's trading with the mechanic's eye.
Mm-hmm. Roll a tech roll.
Okay. One success.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
No, it's fine. If you'd have failed that roll, I'd have been like, his truck is fucked up.
It's a piece of shit.
It's going to break down. You just don't know when. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems fine. Seems fine. All right, so what is anyone else going to do during the morning shift?
So is farming a thing?
Yeah, it takes a bit.
I just wasn't sure if I'd already set up a bit.
No. I'd say you could be in the process of it, like starting it, but I don't think you have... reaped the benefits of what you have sown, if you know what I mean.
No, that's why I asked the question. No clue what we're talking about.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, no. So we cut over to the bathroom, because we need a good shot of the bathroom. And we see Murphy was throwing up into the toilet and has had to switch directions because it's coming from the other way now. And, Murphy, you notice that you have some blood in your stool.
I would assume that he has an idea what's going on.
Roll medical aid.
D and a D on that one. Zero successes.
You're fairly certain it's probably food poisoning, maybe? Or the flu.
Not radiation poisoning after what we saw with when we ate the radiated bear?
It seems like something you ate, maybe.
Okay.
You're pooping blood and throwing up, and there's some red in your vomit, too. And your stomach hurts. And you have a fever. And you generally feel like shit.
And I hate my life.
That's called malaise.
This sucks. If he catches a break where he's not puking or shitting. I think he wants to try to catch Mr. Stan before he leaves.
Okay. I say, yeah, so you catch a break and kind of gather yourself and...
Mr. Stan.
Yes, what is it?
I'm puking. I think there might be some blood in it, and it's coming out the other end with some blood, too.
Stanislav's going to look him over real quick. He, like, grabs his face, and with his thumb, he pulls his eyelid down to look into his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just examining him, feels his forehead, and got two successes and a one.
You're fairly certain it's food poisoning. But, you know, based upon these symptoms, it could be a number of other things, but it seems like food poisoning.
It seems like you have eaten bad food. Bad dog meat, I presume.
Can't remember the last time we ate anything good.
Well, drink plenty of water and stay in bed. Yeah? You are in good place to sleep. For now. So, drink water, sleep, we'll pass.
Thank you, Mr. Stan. Sir, Mr. Jankowski? Is it okay if I go lay down? Much obliged. I'm gonna hit the rack. Adam, does that cause any stress or damage?
You are not able to heal damage, so...
I gotcha.
That's what happens when you're sick. You're not able to heal any damage. You can still heal stress, you just can't heal damage. So
that point of damage I took away for getting rest, I need to put back.
Yup. Yep. Alright, so the rest of the morning goes on uneventful. And we're into the day shift. Mr. Stan, you and Harrison are getting into the truck.
It's time to leave, yeah. Mr. Emmett, we will find word of your son if there is any.
I'm counting on you guys to come back.
We will do our best. We will return.
I'm excited to go on an adventure with Mr. Stan.
Hopefully it's not adventure. Adventure just means trouble, yeah? These fancy romantic word.
I ain't really been to many cities.
Krakow was a beautiful city last time I was here. And from what I understand, the old town is still there. Outside, not so much, but, you know.
Miss Stan, I'm from a place called Arkansas. My town only had like 500 people. So, this is going to be different for me. This is going to be fun.
Is that near California?
I need to get you a map.
No, it should be good. I will show you, you know, my city. Or not my city, but part of my country and heritage. Yeah.
You know, I was...
The Pope is from Krakow.
I was thinking, you...
The Pope is from Krakow. Did you know?
I did not know that.
He is. John Paul the...
Second?
Stanislav knows this. Jeremiah does not know this.
He wear that funny hat.
That's why I was trying to help. I was trying to help you with that.
He's not funny hat. He's Pope.
It's a funny hat. Come on.
He's not funny hat. He's tradition. You know? He's tradition is thing that makes us strong. Yeah, gives us something to lean on when in hard times.
I get that. Faith be important. You know, I was thinking... So you reading to me?
Are y'all talking about this while you're driving or while you're just standing at the truck? I'm just curious.
Loading up the truck and getting ready to drive because we still have to roll a driving roll on the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's why I was trying to figure out where/when this was happening.
At the farmhouse.
Okay. Still. Continue.
I was just thinking that you've been reading, translating that book to me. Maybe you can teach me Polish.
I would happily teach you Polish if I can. I will do my best for you to learn.
That'd be fun.
Alright, so you all get in the truck and start driving down the road. Headed towards Krakow. I'm assuming, which one of you is keeping watch? Because you don't have to roll survival, so.
What's your recon?
CNC.
I got a flat B. So.
And second question, where are the binoculars? Are they going with the truck or are they staying here?
Staying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Staying. Because they're not going to give them up to Harrison and Stanislav.
And you had said before that SOP was to take a radio with you.
Walkie-talkie.
But range on the walkie-talkies is very limited.
Going to leave the walkie-talkie as well because it's too far and it would be useless.
That's why I'm asking. I'm just trying.
Yeah, yeah, no, valid questions. Valid questions.
Would be kind of fun to just use walkie-talkies in the truck.
Would be very wasteful. Is it cause feedback loop?
What was I going to say? No, we'll leave the binoculars, and if you're well and Chris, I'll do recon and you do driving.
Sure.
It takes a negative two when you're in the vehicle. I'm just, you know.
Oh wait, that'd be a straight D.
Fine,
yeah,
man.
But that'd be a straight D for you, where mine would be a D and a D.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
If you want to roll it, that's sure. Fine. I'm cool with it.
What do you want first, Adam?
Driving.
I'd be driving. One success, driving.
Okay. And a recon roll.
One success.
Okay. So you're going along, and as you're driving, you start coming into like a more built up, isn't the right word at this point, because it's also been blasted to shit. Like the outskirts of the town, you can tell there's rubble. You can see like the skeletal remains of buildings that used to be here on the outskirts. Looks like you're kind of coming into like what would have been like an industrial area of town. And because you're coming along the river, you can kind of see, as you're going, every once in a while, you'll see a boat head up the river. Like, you're like, oh shit, there's a boat going up river or back down river. You look across the river and out maybe about a click or so, you see some farmland, and you actually see people out there, like, look like they're working in a field. Like I said, a couple clicks out, like,
look,
way
look,
off.
Look, Harrison. They're farming.
I wish I was just farming and not doing all this shit. Maybe we should stop on our way back.
We could stop on our way back. Perhaps, if we have time, we should find out what we need to find out and then swiftly return as fast as possible.
Also, on the other side of the road, you can see, like, on the other side of the river, you can see like blasted out remains of rusted industrial areas also going up the Carpathian Mountains, because they're right there now. Like, that's what's on the other side of the river over there. You start seeing that come up over the horizon, and it almost looks like old black and white footage from like World War II, but it's in color, and the ground doesn't look great, and you're kind of surprised that you saw people out there farming. You know, they're, you know, doing whatever they can, you assume, but you don't see a lot of vegetation necessarily, like just growing all around. And as you start going through, and you can see the on the other side of the river, the outskirts of town, and ahead of you, you can kind of see where it's built up a little bit more. And we're going to go into the next hex, so roll me another driving roll and then another recon roll. Add a negative two.
One success on driving.
Mm-hmm.
A one and a nothing on recon.
Okay.
Too busy looking at farming.
Yeah.
So as you're going along the road, you come up and there's like a car parked like in front of you, like on the road, like perpendicular with the road. And you kind of turn to go around it, and you kind of go up a little ways, and there's another car parked along like across the road, perpendicular to the road, and you start to go around that. And as you do, Mr. Stan, you see that there are signs as you're looking at the passenger side, headed up into the northern area between like these blasted out hulks of industrial buildings, is what you're assuming it was, and some of the neighborhoods that were like in and around these factories where the people lived that worked at these factories. You can see like a little bit of the remains of those too, but on those streets, all these side streets, you start seeing signs that are like landmines, and it's written in like Polish, it's written in Russian, it's written in English. It's like mines ahead, but it's like down the road, basically, like not in front of you, but like if you turned off and went right, it would be that way. Like they're marking where the mines are. They're like, they're telling you, hey, if you go this way, there's landmines.
Harrison, stay on the road. Make sure you stay on road as close as possible. You see signs, That one there is in Polish. It says there are landmines down that way. So make sure you stay on road, huh?
I definitely don't want to hit no mine.
I mean, it's like the sign is like has all three languages written on it. They're like, they're letting you know. Like, it almost seems like the people that put them there are like, hey.
So you know.
So you know. Go this way at your own risk, you know.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. You want to fuck around and find out, go that way. So you come around and there's this bus parked across, perpendicular to the road. You kind of pull around it. And up ahead, you see a squad. As soon as you come around that, you see a bunch of sandbags blocking the road. And they're like staggered, right? Like there's a break in the front. And then like you'd have to go around that and then another layer of sandbags back behind it. And you can see...
This weirdly sounds familiar.
Right?
That's weird.
I know, it's weird.
The serpentine, huh?
Yeah, and you see on top of it, you can see a machine gun, a relatively large one. It is actually a... Hold on, let me pull it up so I can tell you what it is. So then you can look it up in your book. A RPK machine gun.
Fun.
Uh-huh. You see somebody else up there. And as you look across the squad, they don't look like they're all necessarily in fatigues. Like they're in uniforms. They're kind of mismatch of like civilian clothes, fatigues, some of them. And then some of them are wearing like police uniforms, right? But they all have like these red armbands on. And you can see somebody else with an RPG up there. And you can see that there's like a another like vehicle behind there, like some kind of truck or something like that. But as soon as they see you pull out from around that bus, they're like waving, and like you could tell that all the guns have now trained on you as you come around that front of that bus. And they're like waving you up.
Harrison, drive very slow. Do not take chances with these men, okay?
No, I ain't gonna do nothing. I go slow and you talk to them.
All right. You go slow and I will talk to them. I was expecting something like this. He's okay. He's okay.
So as you come pulling up, you see this powder blue pickup truck pulling past you and heading out. Like, comes around on the other side of the sandbags and headed the direction you just came from and kind of pulls by you. As it does, you see that there's a man and a woman sitting in the front seat and about four other people in the back. And they're driving past you. You can see that they've got a bunch of gear in the back with them, and you come pulling up, and like someone from the checkpoint comes walking up, and you can tell that like they all have their guns trained like at this, you know. And like I said, it's was it one squad or two? Hold on, I'm sorry, two squads worth of soldiers.
It doesn't matter. There's two of us. Whether there's one squad or two squads, like, we're fucked either way.
Yeah, it totally changes around. Everything.
Yeah, and there's also a DSKH-38.
Oh.
And one of those, that's, like, what's mounted up above the sandbags on, like, a makeshift kind of, like, quote, tower, almost. Like, pointed down into the checkpoint. And when I say tower, you can kind of tell that it's like built on top of another vehicle. And you can see that there's like barricades also that had like gone off to the side roads, like right in this area of like debris and like busted up vehicles and shit like that. Just like blocking this area that there's like one way in. And you come pulling up and this man comes walking up to you and in Polish says, "We need to see your papers."
What papers are you looking for? We don't have. I mean, I have. What I have here is my Polish ID from.
He holds his hand out.
Village, unknown, unnamed village.
Right. Yeah, he holds his hand out.
And my friend.
And he looks at your friend. He says, "What about you? What about you?"
This is my traveling companion. He's American. He doesn't have any papers that I know of. I mean, I don't even think he has a military ID anymore. But I've picked him up along the way, and we're just trying to get into to Krakow.
What is your business in Krakow?
I was at a small village that came under attack from marauders, and there was a group that was traveling. We came by vehicle, and I want to go into to tell the Archdiocese that there is a Father Roberts coming with a group from our village, and they're seeking refuge, and we came on ahead, and I want to let them know that they're on their way, and if they can provide any help.
He looks over at Harrison in English, says, "What is your business in Krakow?"
We going to Krakow to go to the church. We had a bunch of people. He calls them refugees, but they're trying to make their way to Krakow. Father Roberts is with them.
He kind of looks back at you, Mr. Chinkowski. I'll be back.
Sure.
Stay here.
Of course. Yes, sir.
So quick question, because we didn't cover this. What all did you guys bring with you?
The tool bag.
Okay.
And his revolver is what Stanislaw brought.
Harrison, what do you have with you?
I was actually thinking about that before we left, wondering if you put the M16 big in the gun rack kind of thing, like position, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he would have asked Mr. Stan if we... Can I bring my M16?
I guess so. I don't know. Why not? I don't know. Bring it with you. Why not? We may need it for hunting or whatever.
Or in case we get attacked.
Or attacked. If we get attacked, we should run. Yeah?
Absolutely, the way this has been going. So yeah, I would say the M16's in behind the seats, not hidden.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you put it behind the seats in this Toyota, it's kind of quote.
I meant like behind the headrests, so it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Stanislav will hold it while they're traveling. So it's like
pointed right at Harrison's face.
So that, negligent discharge.
God, you do want to get rid of Harrison.
Oh man. All right, so he goes walking back, and you see him talking to another person back there. You can tell that this other person has like officer ranks on their collar, like whatever officer insignia they wear for the Polish military. And he's talking to him. He's back there for a little bit.
I hope they don't make us turn around.
No, I think it should be all right. They should let us through. We mean no harm. We are honest men.
So he comes back up, and there's two other people with him, and they have a dog with them, like a German Shepherd, right?
Doggy.
Mm-hmm.
And they come over to the truck. Like, we need to step out the vehicle.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Harrison gets out with his hands up.
Stanislav steps out.
Okay.
Stanislav doesn't put his hands up, but he does step out of the vehicle.
Okay. And they're kind of walking around the vehicle. And I'm going to roll.
There's a shape charge in the tool bag still.
There is. I'm going to roll some dice.
Okay.
Are they looking for drugs? That's what they use those dogs for back home.
They brought them through your high school checking lockers.
God, I love it when dogs have stats in the book.